The word today is pain. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. We often think we would be living a blissful life if we had no pain. Even though pain is an outcome of sin in our world, it can still serve some good purposes, including causing us to turn to God for hope and healing. When we feel pain, we are reminded of the suffering of Jesus, who died on the cross for our forgiveness. Here to explain how something so terrible can lead to abundant blessing is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Pain.
The topic of pain is a very challenging one for us. No one wants pain. It's one of the most aggravating aspects of life, and we just wish that we could get rid of it altogether. As Christians who know the Lord Jesus, who came in order to redeem us from our sins, who came in His strength and glory and humbled Himself, died upon a cross in order that He might pay the price of our sins so that we would be saved, so that we would be redeemed from the grave and have life everlasting. As Christians, we know that we will have a cessation of pain. It will come to an end. And that will probably be at our resurrection once we have been glorified, once we have received our resurrection body. In the meantime, we wait, we long for the coming of Jesus Christ. In Genesis chapter 3, there is a discussion of how pain entered the world when it says in Genesis 3, after mankind had sinned against God, the Lord said to the woman, "I will greatly increase your pains in childbearing. With pain you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return." We see the word pain there as a consequence of sin, as a punishment upon sin. It's so sad that we as humans have to live with pain because we defied the Lord God initially. That's all described for us in the beginning of the Bible in the book of Genesis, which talks about the sad event of humanity disobeying God and incurring punishment from God. Pain is the outgrowth, the result of defying God and having judgment fall upon us. There are some things, though, that we can learn from pain in our lives, whether it is emotional or spiritual pain or physical pain. There is still some good that can come from this. I'm kind of reminded how the Lord will take and use all things for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Especially for the Christian, we can understand and sense some benefits, some blessings that can come if we understand why we undergo pain. Now, quickly, for the person in the world who has no God, for the individual who has denied the Lord, who has accepted evolutionary theory or this accidental start to all the universe, you don't have any answers for pain. You basically have no comfort. You have no hope. It is a hopeless faith that you have put your belief in. You don't have to have that. You do not have to have a meaningless future. You don't have to have pain and sorrow and distress without reason, without cause. You can actually have answers and solutions to your pain and suffering through the Lord Jesus Christ. You can actually have hope, because without the Lord, there is no hope. So you have to make a choice. You have to make a decision whether you are going to come to God and repent of your sin and receive forgiveness and hope, or whether you will live a hopeless life. I think I've made that pretty clear. Those are the only two options available for you. And pain does tell us that something is wrong. When you feel a broken relationship and emotional pain, or when your body is broken and you feel pain, the first thing it does is it tells you something is wrong. You're foolish to ignore the signals of pain. How many people have you known who have decided, well, I'm just going to tough it out, and I'm going to be, you know, my own man about it, or I don't need to go see somebody. And then they end up having disease or some major medical condition, and only because of their pride, they were kept from getting help. We know people that have even died because they decided, well, I don't need to go see anybody. Now, it's one thing if you don't have medical help available to you and you must suffer, something we should keep in mind, and maybe those of us that have been blessed with abundance need to start giving to people and supporting our brothers and sisters around the world who face medical challenges, who have pain, who have real suffering because they don't have clean water or because they don't have adequate medical supplies. Those of us that have the means should be giving. We should be practicing the love of Jesus Christ instead of sitting here in our nice, comfy little world and ignoring the need. Now, the pain that comes is supposed to tell us that there is a problem. That pain in Genesis, increased intense pain in childbirth, the fruitless, painful toil to try to get things to work that the man was placed under. This is all a reminder that we have a broken relationship with God that needs mending. If you find your life frustrating, if you find that you have aggravations and it feels like you're not making any progress, or that you're suffering and you don't know why, the light bulb should go on that you need a restored relationship with God. You need to get right with the Lord. Now, that's not to say that all of your turmoil and struggles are just going to evaporate, that they're just going to disappear, but you will start to get answers. You will start to get encouragement that what you undergo and what you suffer has purpose. I remember reading a book by the football player in the United States, Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is a very, very committed Christian. And he quoted his sister. His sister said, God never wastes pain offered to him in faith. I think that is such a wise statement. God never wastes pain that is offered to him in faith. Many people just want to go on their own and don't want to acknowledge God and give him reverence. Well, then suffer. Then be in your pain and your sorrow, and you've got no answer. But if you come to the Lord Jesus and offer to God your pain, you will get mercy. You will get forgiveness. You will get redemption. God will not reject you. He will not throw you away because you are broken. He redeems people. He doesn't just steamroll them and squash them and destroy them. God is the God of grace and mercy. He is the God of redemption. You want to know to what extreme the Lord is going to be a God of restoration? He can take your sin-filled, sin-ravaged body and your corrupted mind, and if you come to him and repent of your sin and cling to Jesus Christ, your Savior, he can take that sin-ravaged body and he can raise it from the dead and restore it and renew you. How fantastic is that? That is what the Lord is able to do for you. Your pain is supposed to drive you to God and in repentance say, I need help. So please humble yourself and come to God. You know, one of the things that our pain does is it teaches us the value of Christ's suffering. We don't rightly appreciate all the hell that Jesus went through in his scourging, in his beating, in the mockery leveled against him, in the torture and the flogging of Jesus and of his being placed on the cross. We don't rightly appreciate that until we have physical pain. Jesus bore all this. He suffered all this for us. And when we go through our suffering physically, we start to understand, we start to relate, and are thankful to the Lord that Jesus would do this for us. It also teaches us to practice empathy and compassion. When we have felt the sting of death, when we have felt the pain, the sorrow, it makes us humble, and we are more easily seeing the people around us who need support, who need encouragement. Let me ask you a question. Are you able to see pain in other people's eyes? Or are you so consumed with yourself that you don't even pay attention to what other people are undergoing? Give that some thought. 1 Corinthians says, if one part of the body suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Are you looking around and seeing what's happening to the people near you? Finally, pain prepares us for heaven. We have to know that we are going to be leaving this life. We will be departing this life. Whether it's excruciatingly painful death or slipping away in our sleep is not our choice. Colossians 3 tells us to keep our minds set on things above, not on earthly things. And my goodness, pain has a very good way of loosening our death grip on the material things we have here. We want to cling to this world. We want to hold on to this world. And pain and death force us to let go. So there are some very good things that have come in pain in our lives. I hope that you will see that it is caused by sin and there is a solution and answer for it for you. Come to Lord Jesus Christ with your pain.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today. So all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.